June 21st, 1851. Camden, New York. Time setting. Warning against those predicting the Second Advent in the autumn of 1851. The third angel's message needs not time to strengthen it. The Lord showed me that the message must go, and that it must never be hung on time, for time never will be a test again. I saw that some were getting a false excitement arising from preaching time, that the third angel's message can stand on its own foundation, and that it needs not time to strengthen it, and that it will go in mighty power and do its work, and will be cut short in righteousness. I saw that some were making everything bend to the time of this next fall, that is, making their calculations and disposing of their property in reference to that time. I saw that this was wrong, for this reason. Instead of their going to God daily and earnestly desiring to know their present duty, they looked ahead and made their calculations as though they knew the work would end this fall, without inquiring their duty of God daily. E.G. White. As later edited by E.G. White. Date of editing unknown. Copy of a vision the Lord gave Sister White. June 21, 1851, at Camden, New York. The Lord has instructed me that the message must go, and that it must not hang on time, for time never will be a test again. I saw that some were getting up a false excitement from preaching time. The third angel's message can stand on its own foundation, and it needs not time to strengthen it, and that it will go in mighty power and do its work, and will be cut short in righteousness. I saw that the First Day Adventists are setting the time, and some of our own people were making everything bend to this next fall, that is, making their calculations and disposing of their property in reference to that time. And some of our people are in error here. I saw that this was wrong for this reason. Instead of their going to God daily and earnestly desiring to know their present duty, they looked ahead and made their calculations as though they knew the work would end this fall, without inquiring their duty of God daily.